Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and it's April Fool's Day, but we start with a very serious subject. That's the presidential race in 2020 and the news about former Vice President, thought soon to be presidential candidate Joe Biden, and the essay that appeared in The Cut on Friday in which Lucy Flores, Nevada's former Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor, has accused him of an awkward kiss at a rally in 2014. Biden has said he doesn't believe he's done anything inappropriate. He has acknowledged that he needs to hear out what any woman considers to be inappropriate. And here we sit.
Yes. And then, of course, CNN goes and they interview every one of the potential candidates, or at least I think most of them. And they all say, bad Biden, bad Biden. I believe her, that kind of thing. Well, I don't think there's any question that he probably kissed her affectionately on the back of her head. And, you know, this is not the kind of thing that Harvey Weinstein has been accused of or any of the other guys. He's made a, you know, defense. Once these accusations come out, very hard to counter them. Very, very hard. We have seen it again and again. Now, it has all kinds of implications, because if he runs, he, according to all of the polls right now, is the leader. If he doesn't run, there are many of us who think that Andrew Cuomo is waiting in the background. We all know that the way in which Cuomo has been operating is to set himself up for what we could consider a potential presidential race. He's gone national, he's tacked to the left. So this would free him up, because he has said that he's a big fan of Biden's. When I mentioned that he had endorsed Biden, he denied that. He said, oh, I haven't endorsed him. I like him a lot. That was pretty interesting in itself. However, the next question is, for so many people, what happens when you are accused? How do you handle it? What do you say? And, of course, there will always be somebody to come forward. Some people will be self-seeking. Some people will be honestly affected. And that's what we have right now.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and state legislative leaders in New York reached a budget deal, a $175.5 billion state budget deal to be exact. The announcement was made early yesterday morning. Allen described it as an historic agreement. The budget makes, among other things, the state's 2% property tax cap permanent, several criminal justice reform members, including the elimination of cash bail, and makes reforms to and raises revenues for the MTA, including congestion pricing.
Well, the New York District Attorney's Association, David Soares, has been very critical of some of these criminal justice reforms. And the implementation, of course, will go forward until something bad happens. We know that this has happened in the past. You make a mistake, somebody comes out, they kill somebody or something like that, and then you see what the reaction is going to be among the public. There's no way out of it. On the other hand, it is also true that cash bail has been a loser for many reasons. It's not fair. You know, people who have money, people who tend to be more Caucasian and less black, tend to be able to buy their way out of jail. Whereas people who don't have any money, and we know what those statistics look like, have been very punitive. So as an attempt to get it right, but a lot can go wrong here. Now, as far as the rest of the budget is concerned, I've been fascinated by the ongoing sniping between the Senate Democrats, who have just recently taken control of that house, and the governor. The governor has won round one decisively in that the Amazon deal went down. The Senate Democrats have been held responsible for that, and now this is going on. Reminds me sort of David of the hockey game, where the guys beat each other's heads with sticks, but when they walk out with their arms around each other. It seems to me that the one thing that really predicted that this budget was going to be on time, sorry, folks, was the fact that they weren't going to get their pay raise if it wasn't on time. It had much less to do with philosophy than pocketbooks.
Speaking of pocketbooks, the issue of public campaign finance reform.
Yeah, right.
And the idea that we've now thrown another issue to a commission.
Well, sure. And we know where the blame for this one goes. It goes right to the assembly and therefore to the head of the assembly, Speaker Hastie. Look, when the Republicans were in control in the Senate, they sure weren't going to go to public finance of elections. And so the assembly could say, we're all for it. But when push came to shove, they weren't for it. What do you think that spells? How do you spell hypocrisy anyway? I'm not too good at that word.
Finally, when it comes to the environment, we now have a plastic bag ban and a 5-cent fee on paper bags.
Well, that's good. I mean, we have had it in Great Barrington, Massachusetts for quite a while. It takes some getting used to. It's not fun. The paper bags they often give you, we pay a dime here, are never good enough. They tend to break. And people have to bring their own bags in with them. That's always a difficult thing to remember. But yes, when it comes to the health of the earth and the fish dying and the whales ingesting all this plastic and everything else, it's time to make some real changes.
Finally, Alan Mulvaney, the White House chief of staff, says that Mueller meant for Barr to rule on obstruction of justice.
Well, of course they're going to say that, David. And the reason for that is they're in bad shape. The American people want to see that report. They don't want to see some handpicked, I'm sorry to use this word, hack, because that's what he turns out to be, of the President of the United States, who he nominated to be Attorney General because he would protect him. He already said before he became Attorney General, he was against the whole investigation and everything else. We know that. And so, of course, they're going to say ridiculous things like they wanted the Attorney General to rule on that. You know, release the report, let everybody read it, let's see what he says. Why should we have an interpretation rather than the real facts? Why not let everybody see it? You know why not. They're stalling because they're between a rock and a hard place.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. Great to start another week, right?
And another month.
And an April Fool's. But nothing we said today was April Foolish, was it?
I don't think so.